This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Operator Tyler standing by. Good morning. If you're watching this program, our streaming partner is Peacock. Our radio affiliates around the country, including iHeartRadio and Fox Sports Radio. Broncos at the Bills coming up tonight. The Broncos are getting 7 points. And if you're curious about the over-under, it's 47.5. Iowa football. Iowa did it again. The under. Shut out Rutgers 22-0. They had the ball inside the 10 and had a chance to score. Had they scored, they would have surpassed the over-under. But nope. Hey, this is a offensive explosion for Iowa football. They had 22 points. And I thought Rutgers football was back. Iowa is in the Big Ten title picture. As strange as that may sound.
Yeah.
What's their record?
They're 8-2. And with that punt return that should have given, they should be 9-1. Mm-hmm. And right now they're on pace to be in the Big Ten title game versus Michigan or Ohio State.
The odds from DraftKings, your national champion is Michigan right now, followed by Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, and Oregon. We'll find out probably later on today what's the next step for Michigan and then how the Big Ten counteracts that. After what happened over the weekend, Texas A&M needs a new head coach, Jimbo Fisher. He got a golden parachute. Maybe platinum? What's the... this is the biggest payout that we've ever had with a college coach.
By far for college
football. Yeah, so a golden parachute. Feels like it needs to be diamond-encrusted parachute there.
It's definitely platinum or something.
Yeah, something like that. Texans over the Bengals. You know, that's where the Texans didn't blink. You're playing in Cincinnati. The Bengals have been playing well. And C.J. Stroud had his moments where he was really good. Had a couple of bad moments there, or potentially bad moments. But they ended up winning. And now you have to look at the Texans as a legitimate threat to win that division. Niners roll the Jags. Browns beat the Ravens and the Lions over the Chargers. I was looking at this. When you look at the AFC North right now, and it's the most competitive division in football, but so you have the Browns last second. They trailed for over 59 minutes of that game. The Baltimore Ravens are 7-3. Cleveland is 6-3. Pittsburgh is 6-3. Cincinnati is a dangerous 5-4. Week 11, Bengals at the Ravens. That's Thursday night. Steelers at the Browns on Sunday. It's like they're cannibalizing each other, but man, that is a competitive division. Yeah, Paulie?
I got a game to look forward to. January 7th, Pittsburgh Steelers at Baltimore Ravens. Mm. Flex that one in national TV. Mm. That could be for the playoffs, for the division.
Yes, Marvin?
Is the coach of the year candidacy, is that over? D'Amico Ryans has it? Is that one?
Well, it's like Deion was coach of the year in the first month of the season. Deion's not the coach of the year. They lost again. They have to win their last two games if he's going to be bowl eligible this year. But you know, we tend to hand out those awards in the first month of the season. We hand out the Heisman every year, September, and we're like, oh, where did that guy go? D'Amico Ryan's done a wonderful job. He has. You know, here's a defensive player, former defensive player. The defense is better. Bengals had a chance. Yeah. Joe Burrow had a couple of big plays there. They had a big drop there as well. But you got to win that game. But give credit. Give credit where it's deserved. And that team going into Cincinnati. Also, T.J. Watt had his 88th career sack. That is second most sacks by a player in his first 100 NFL games. Only Reggie White has more. If your name is ever mentioned with Reggie White, and it has to do with a defensive stat, you're doing really well. He surpassed his brother. J.J. had 87 and a half. T.J. had his 88th career sack.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Five games decided by a made field goal as time expired. That's the most in a single day in NFL history. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, Dan's deals, make sure you sign up. These are great. Love being a part of this. It's our Black Friday before Black Friday. We're able to partner with new brands that we love, and all the deals are at least 50% off, some 60 or even more. If you missed out on the Mother's Day deals that we have, you'll love this. We'll help you with your holiday shopping. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter and do so by Wednesday of this week. You'll get first access to the savings. Sign up, danpatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner. Poll question for hour two is what? Let's recap what we had in hour one, Seton.
Well, Dan, for hour one, we just put up there who had the worst weekend, Texas A&M or Jimbo Fisher?
I like it. We're laughing at others.
When you get 75
mil. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not. I don't know that we're laughing at misery of anyone here. Jimbo Fisher is insanely rich, and Texas A&M is like, oh, well, I guess we have to get a new coach. I mean, I don't know. It's that bad.
Okay.
Results are still pending on that one. I'm going to put up actually a series of these. Ooh. Who had the worst weekend, Jim Harbaugh or Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti? I don't think that that's cut and dry.
All right.
Actually, here's one. Which weekend was more fun, the college football weekend or the NFL? They were both great. They were both great.
Feels like the NFL always wins.
Yeah, but this was something special in college football.
Okay, but what's the game that stands out, the actual game itself? Because Harbaugh gave us drama on Friday and Saturday. The game wasn't good.
Well, North Carolina, too.
The good ones are Miami, Florida State, Utah, Washington. Even USC, Oregon was solid.
Yeah, but they weren't great.
No, Texas, they had a series of close games.
Like A&M fires their coach after a win,
yes.
And Harbaugh gets off the plane and realizes he's been suspended. That's pretty much the highlights of the college football
weekend. Yeah, it was
awesome. Yeah. Nothing like watching a coach get off a plane and realize he's been suspended. Can we do that in slow motion?
They had reporters out there when Harbaugh's standing with his little staff.
And oh, no.
You wish you had one of those things. Remember those things you could hear audio from 100 yards away?
Yeah. By the way, next Sunday night, Vikings battle Russell Wilson and the Broncos, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock.
Well, it's primetime games for Denver. Yeah. They had big plans for our group this year.
Yeah, I think they thought Sean Payton, well, okay, let's see what happens second half of the season. They're not an embarrassment after allowing 70 points to the Dolphins. Let's see, like, this is one of those games. All right, let's see what you do tonight against Buffalo. And maybe they're just going to be an average team. The
all goes
half.
Well, 6-11, yeah. 7-10.
You beat the Chiefs a couple of weeks ago when you didn't believe, and I told you they were going to.
After losing them 16 straight times, it's hard to believe that they're
going
to win.
Oh, I know. I'm watching the Raiders and Jets last night, and then at one point, like, my mind couldn't even process it. It was just so bad, and like, my eyes are blurry just because I'm just watching bad football. And I like how, you know, the Raider Nation is excited about, I mean, you beat the Jets at home, and the Jets were a half-point favorite. Yes, Marv.
but a win is a win.
Okay.
Yeah. Antonio Pierce,
yeah. All right.
Culture changer.
Okay. All right. Here's Antonio Pierce, the interim head coach, after the Raiders' big win over the Jets.
Our fans, they kept us in the game. Their energy, their passion, their support throughout. That's what energized our guys at the end. And then if you watched at the very last 30 seconds, I think you saw our entire bench up on the sideline rooting on our defense, talking to Devontae right next to me, Josh Jacobs. I mean, all those guys are sitting there just rallying the troops. That's what this culture is about. It's about team.
Okay. You guys are supposed to be good. You, once again, you have an elite running back, elite wide receiver, elite edge rusher. How many teams have that? And how many of those teams are playoff teams? You guys should be good. You barely beat the Jets. By the way, Robert Saleh, don't dye the beard. Don't do it.
Oh,
don't
no.
do it. Don't do it. Once you start, like Ryan Day at Ohio State.
He looked a lot like Ryan Day walking out there.
You can't. Once you start, you never get to stop. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers out there, he's got gray in his beard. Robert Saleh, once you start, then all of a sudden it's every day where you're going, oh, let me tell you, this is coming from experience, having dyed my hair at the mothership, and you're like, God, this looks stupid. But you keep doing it. Once you start it, then you can't stop. Yes, yes, Eden.
Antonio Pierce keeps getting wins.
That's two wins.
Oh, okay, but those are the only two that he could have gotten, right? If he keeps winning, say they beat, what do they have, the Dolphins next?
Yeah.
That's a quality win. To beat an overrated Dolphins team, that is a quality win.
Let me see it happen. Let's have this discussion next week, and then if they beat the Dolphins...
Then they have the Chiefs.
Okay.
All right, Vikings, Chargers, Chiefs, Colts, Broncos. They have some... There's some dubs
some
in there,
winnable
for sure.
Games. Yeah, winnable games.
How is it going to be hard to not hire him? Just given how he's very present, more so than a normal interim coach is. He's much more out front, playing, doing great and getting great sound bites.
He's got a personality.
Yes.
And that's important.
And a personality that clearly players and fans are rallying around. Yes. Is it going to be more difficult to not hire him versus other interim head coaches they've had?
Well, they did this to Rich Bisaccia.
But nobody cared.
The players did.
Yeah, but the players, right. In the locker room, the players were like, oh, we love this guy. And everybody else was like, who cares? But now Antonio Pierce is right out front. And he's like, man, I grew up like this. I'm from Compton. Every soundbite is exactly right. People are rooting for this dude.
Yeah, but you're saying that nobody cared outside the locker room. That's because they got John Gruden. If you don't get John Gruden, then you're probably going to go, like if you followed up.
With Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick is not going to go. Now we're looking at landing spots for Bill Belichick. And there are some college football analyst insiders who I have great respect for. But when I see Belichick to the Cowboys, and I go, could you imagine that they couldn't coexist? If Jerry didn't like Jimmy getting credit, and you bring Bill in there... Mm. Washington, the Bears, there's probably another team in there that Bill might have a landing spot. I don't know. Yes, Todd?
Doesn't the Commanders make sense? They can go to D.C. and say a bunch of nothing like all the politicians. That would be a perfect place.
Not bad.
All right. Todd's with us today. First appearance. Appreciate that. Got his Bronco gear on, ready to go. Big night tonight.
Let's go.
Big night. Big
let's
night
ride.
Tonight. Yeah, let's ride. Let me get some phone calls here. Best and worst of the weekend. Buddha, thanks for holding. Lead us off. Best and worst of the weekend.
What up, DP? Good morning, boys. Thank you, Todd. Any given Sunday, Dan. Yesterday was a lot of fun, but Dan, the way I see it, there's no better time to go have dinner with Shay in Irving, not Shay and Irving. Then this week, man, I mean, Cowboys destroyed the lowly Giants. Morale's got to be at an all-time high. So, but best of the weekend, Dan. Chase Young and Nick Bosa reunited as me and Marvin's Niners just dominated the Jags on the road. We had, I don't know if you saw this, Dan, but we had Jag DBs making business decisions and running away for fear from a blocking Trent Williams. That was pretty hilarious. And, in the great words of Mark Grace, DP, the Niners just needed a good old-fashioned slump buster to right the ship and get back in the win column. And worst of the weekend, Dan, it's a poll question. Who'd you feel worse for this weekend? Robert Kraft, who became a meme over the weekend, Mac Jones, little Billy Belichick, or Europe in general for having to watch that mess?
They seem to be excited. I don't know if they were like piping in crowd noise to make it seem like they were really excited. Maybe they didn't understand everything that they were seeing, but I felt bad for Mac Jones. I did. He looked like just a little kid on the sidelines getting scolded by Bill O'Brien, and then you bench him. I mean, you can come back from this, but that's just one of those standalone humiliated. Because if that game was on yesterday at 1 o'clock, nobody's watching that. But standalone game, you're watching NFL Network, and I just thought Mac Jones got sent. He got a timeout. He got sent to his room and didn't get dinner. Yes, Marvin.
Oh, I hated watching that because if I was Mac, Bill, what the hell have you done?
Well, no, he can say I've done everything. I'm the greatest coach of all time.
No, Bill O'Brien.
Oh, Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien
you can
was.
Say.
I mean, he was scold like Bill Belichick probably just gave him a look.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien. I mean, like a angry parent.
Belichick didn't even turn around. He's looking at like whatever stuff he had on his sheet there. He's got his headset sort of on. Meanwhile, right behind him, Mac Jones getting dressed down. Yes, Tom.
It's hard to feel bad for Kraft and Belichick. They got all these rings. They got legacy, all kinds of bucks. That's of the three of them, it's got to be Mac Jones sitting there with a dunce cap on.
Chad in Salt Lake City. Hi, Chad. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Before I get to best and worst, Buddha. Mark Grace was another sports radio show. So keep your itinerary straight. And my Hawks are not gone. We will be there the rest of the season. So Niners beware. Best of the weekend, University of Washington Huskies won. Worst of the weekend, University of Washington Huskies won. My wife is a Ute fan. And like the iconic movie you were in, Dan, being a blended family is not always easy.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Chad. What was the Mark Grace radio show thing? It wasn't quite...
Mark Grace radio show is on today.
Yeah.
I miss the jingle era of radio.
No, that was terrible.
The Dan Patrick Show.
On ESPN Radio.
Radio.
I hated that.
Mike and Mike in the morning show.
I remember we had a guy at the mothership, and he was so proud of those jingles. And we were in a meeting, and then he goes, okay, and here's your jingle. The Dan Patrick Show. When you're watching somebody and seeing how they're reacting and you're almost trying to coach them, so he's like looking at me going, good, good, right? And I went, okay, you don't love it? I go, no, I'm not a jingle guy. Not a jingle guy. Yeah, Paul.
I always wonder what the singers, like there's a group of professional singers out there and they get the call like, what do you guys got to do today? We got to do a jingle for the Dan Patrick Show. And they go in, Dan Patrick. Or that, what is that, Pepto-Bismol commercial? And they've got these nice singers. Upset stomach, diarrhea. And they're doing all the singing.
Oh, my gosh. They're like, I got the part. I got the part in the commercial. I went on the audition. Oh, really? What is it? I'm one of the singing, dancing people with the diarrhea song.
I crushed it.
Yeah. Well, isn't there that...
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Diarrhea!
Oh, we crush it.
Yeah. What's the one where...
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz?
No.
The Humera band where they can't make it on because the girl's having issues?
Nothing means everything.
That's where is Cynthia?
Sky Rizzy.
Black psoriasis.
Sky Rizzy.
Sky Rizzy. Yeah. Almost sounds like a word.
It feels like they throw letters together for the latest product, and you're going, what is this?
You take a word that kind of sounds like a word, and then a bunch of gibberish, like sun plexus.
Yeah.
Sun is nice. Everyone loves sun. Sun plexus. Get it. Side effects are.
My favorite one is there's one right now for like hot flashes for women going through menopause.
Yeah.
And one of the side effects of the medicine is hot flashes. Verbatim, it's literally the reason why you're taking it is because a hot flash or a not flash. Well, why? Side effects include hot flashes. How the hell am I supposed to know then?
Symantra by Pfizer.
Yes, Todd.
Right, just call it like bathroomio or something like that. So you know exactly what the problem is, what you're dealing with. You don't have to try to guess. It's some kind of mab at the end of it, something mab.
I saw somebody say once that, may be a little inappropriate, but that gonorrhea should be like anti-diarrhea medicine.
It's gone.
Gonorrhea.
Okay.
That makes sense, actually.
Like, I totally get you. I should be like, oh, you got diarrhea? Take gonorrhea. Now it's gone.
Finally, gonorrhea works out for me.
Gonorrhea. They really messed up the naming there.
How about we take a break here?
Crush that. One of the best tweets of all time.
Take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer. And you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Michael McCann, he's a legal expert. He just tweeted out about Texas A&M. The buyout for Jimbo Fisher is roughly $77 million. And then he goes on to say, where on earth will these schools get the money to pay these players? Little snark there. He also says that if you think the Big Ten Michigan court battle is chaotic, remember these institutions are part of a much larger system facing antitrust litigation. The National Labor Relations Board charges over recognizing athletes as employees, sharing TV money with them. When it comes to chaos, this is just a warm-up act. That's legal expert Michael McCann. We'll get some phone calls in here, best and worst of the weekend. Marvin sends me a text over the weekend. Hey, my alma mater wants to do a story on me. And I go, okay, so Connecticut wants to send somebody in? Is it like a documentary? Is it a a magazine piece? Is it a newspaper article? And then Marvin says, you know, they want to come in and they want to spend the whole day. And I said, was this sort of your last dance? Are you going to, is it a Michael Jordan type documentary that they're doing on you?
And then I'm going to have like a Scottie Pippen-esque character.
Okay.
Like, you know what?
And
you,
Isaiah Thomas.
I got a couple of those.
Yeah. So where is this?
No, it's a UConn magazine. And they just want to do an article on me.
What's your buddy's name? Smush? Don't you have a buddy named like
Goo.
Goo. Yeah, Goo is going to be the Pippin like character. Okay. He's going to be like, man, no. Marvin's a punk.
How much time do they need to do this, Marvin? I mean, it's a magazine.
That's a great question. I'm not sure. People have done articles on you. What's the longest somebody spent with you?
I don't know. A couple of days. Fritzy's got a title for the magazine.
I don't know, I overheard someone say that small hands on deck. Is that what they're going with? Or that's just a working title? I'm not sure.
Nice.
Yes, Paul.
So now we all have to rehearse. We all have to say nice complimentary things about Marvin. Yeah. Should we assign out so we don't our redundant quotes? Like, I want to be like, you know, he's there every day. Really good morale guy. Always having fun. I'd like to call that one if I can.
Okay.
And then you guys have to do your own. And you know, Dan, you could say kind of the origins of Marvin and Seton, you've worked with him before and different things.
I got to sit down. They go, oh, hey, we need some time with Dan. And I go, no.
I said, no.
Just do the article. You know what?
How about to write something up for you?
Yeah, how about a quote? Wow. They don't make him like Marvin. We're really lucky to have him. He's a great team player. And, Marv.
Are you going to say I'm a good locker room guy?
Good locker room guy.
Like he doesn't contribute to the actual success of the show.
No.
He's just a good locker room guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Could be like a movie review, like versatile, reliable, two thumbs up, Hollywood Inquirer.
All right. So when's this documentary taking place here, Marvin?
They said they were coming in on Wednesday.
What time are they coming in Wednesday?
They said they want to come in like 8:30.
This is like a deep dive?
I don't know.
How much time?
No, it's UConn magazine, guys. I mean,
they don't just whip these together.
It's lighting and stuff.
Is this UConn magazine's person of the year?
Oh.
If you're on the cover of the magazine, then they can come in at 8:30 in the morning.
That's great.
But if not, if you're just going to be like a small little article, like they have to warrant coming in and spending 4 hours with us.
It's Marvin's World. Standing like this, arms folded on the cover.
Oh, I like it. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Okay.
You can't. You didn't buy into that one. You went, okay.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, bloop.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'll take the bloop. Yeah, Paul.
Picture of Marvin on the cover, the little hands that stir the drink. Marvin Prince runs the Dan Patrick Show. Like, embrace it.
Mm.
The man behind the man.
Oh, okay.
Capital T, capital N.
Yes, yes, Tom.
No longer available in stores, Marvin Prince. Yeah. He's moved on to the Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Tim.
Kinda husky. Whoa, hey! Now that's UConn husky, I mean.
You can't say that.
What the?
No, it's going to be great, Marvin. We promise. We're going to say some great things about you.
From prince to a king.
We do. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Bloop, bloop. Tim in Maine joins us on the program. Good morning, Tim. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. 5'7", 175. Not sure how to follow all of that great stuff with Marvin, but best of the weekend would be my Vikings on a nice hot streak. Really doing great. Love the culture O'Connell's building. Everything's going well there. Worst of the week. Daniil Hunter got called for hands to the face while his helmet got ripped off. And I can't really say I've seen that before, so that was the worst. And then just a quick note for you guys. I'll keep it very brief. Up here in Maine, a couple weeks ago, we had a pretty serious situation. And down the road was where it all happened, half mile from us. The suspect with an active shooter situation that was all over the news. We were sitting in lockdown, and I just wanted to thank you guys. We were sitting in lockdown, and we had nothing better to do than to watch old videos of you guys and laugh. So we had a blast kind of reminiscing and listening to you guys while we're in a pretty serious situation. So just wanted to thank you guys for everything you do, because we really love listening as a family.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah, I was up in that area that weekend and ran into Homeland Security. And boy, when you stay at the same hotel as Homeland Security, you feel pretty secure. But there was a football game that was played, I think, last weekend. And these were rivals, but they came together really for the greater good of the community there. And I read a couple articles on it. It was really, really well done. Josh in California. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, I got a best of the weekend. But first, a quick question. What's wrong with taking points? All these teams are, I mean, it's like fourth and, a yard, and they're just going for it no matter what.
I guess it just happened, that's when analytics invades the NFL. And then all of a sudden, Doug Peterson started this, it feels like. It's like every time, Lions are going to do it. There are just certain teams that they just, the Chargers, they're just going to do it. And I always feel like when you leave points out there, it always comes back to haunt you, it feels like. Always. What else do you have, Josh?
Yeah, so best of the weekend. Like Tim, my Vikings, we're trending the right way. We got two winnable games going into the bye, so 8-4 isn't too far off, because I think that we need to win both of those games, because we got the Lions twice and at Cincinnati. And then my more best of the weekend is Camilo Villegas. It's been 10 years since he won, and he lost his daughter, and he had some really poignant things I thought to say in his press conference, and they're about his tattoos, and one said positive energy and one said attitude. And it was just all about the things that you can control. And he kind of compared golf with life. And I thought it was a really good press conference.
Yeah. Thank you, Josh. I saw a feature on Camilo talking about his daughter when she was sick and then losing her. And just, you're trying to go out there and still do your job. But, it's easier said than done. Sometimes we look at something and you get away from something by going to work that we're thankful. I know when I was going through my health issues, I had something to go to as opposed to just sitting around. And I was very fortunate, even though I was going to work and I would look at these guys. But still, it was a positive-ish type day every time I came in to see you.
It's a little hurtful.
You did ask, though, Todd, all the time how I was doing.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You meant well.
Minimum kindness. You got to check the box.
You
got to bosses do.
Yes. Yes. I'll say this. Todd has his notepad, and he has like little strips of paper sometimes that are separate. And I saw him one time. It said, ask Dan how he's feeling.
You forget
it was
things.
A reminder. And I said, okay.
I get very forgetful sometimes.
And I thought, all right, you needed a reminder to ask me how I was feeling.
And then I wrote that exactly what time I said it, because I like to just keep track of everything in my notebook. 9:23 a.m. Yeah. On Thursday, I asked him.
Hey, how you feeling? Yeah, Paul.
Do you guys ever struggle with that? If you have a friend who has, let's say, a chronic illness or a situation where it's the biggest thing in their life, I kind of sometimes lean the way of like avoiding the issue and having fun and trying to ignore it. But other people are like, how are you? How you doing? You talk about it. Do you guys, my brother-in-law was sick for years. And every time someone would bring it up, you're like, man, I deal with this all day. I don't really want to do 20 more minutes on my treatments and stuff like that.
Yeah, but if you don't ask, then there's part of you, it's like, maybe he doesn't think I care. And then if you do ask, he's tired of talking about it. And sometimes you'll do this with a friend. I have a friend who's battling cancer. And he says people come up to him and say, hey, how you feeling? And then he goes, sometimes he'll just say, I've got cancer. But people keep moving on. Like, oh, okay, yeah. What are you doing this weekend?
Anywho.
How you feeling? I have cancer. Okay,
yeah. Jets.
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend? Hey, how about some beers? Hey, those Jets. Yeah, Marv.
You know, in general, when you ask somebody how they're doing, you really don't want to know how they're doing.
No.
You just, hey, Paulie, how's it going? Good, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I'm going through a tough, I really want to.
Well, a lot of times you'll ask how somebody is just so you can tell them how you are. It's like, hey, how you doing? I have cancer. Yeah, I've been bothered by this tennis elbow. Man, it's really affecting me. Yes, Todd.
If their response is, do you really want to know? Yes. You don't want to know.
Dude. I do say that. I did say that, you know, because stuff I was going through, and I go, do you really want to know? And then they go, some would say no. And I go, good.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like, I never have anything to say. Like, hey, how's it going? Good. Never really, like, it's never terrible. It's never awesome. It's always kind of like, yeah, yeah, pretty good. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, go to work every day, working on some other stuff, doing Karen's Got Soccer. Kind of the same as it's been for the last 7 years.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Unless you have a great story, like you were attacked by a shark the night before, there's really nothing else to say other than fine, okay, and you just want to kind of move on. It's just pleasantries. No one really wants the details of what's going on with you.
Thank you.
It's unfortunate.
That's minimum kindness.
That's what it is.
That's your motto. Ryan in Ohio joins us. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 5'11", dad bod 220. I got a best and a bester. My best is the Steelers won again somehow.
Yeah.
And my bester is we're heading to Mexico in a few days for a nice little vacation. My question is, with the whole Michigan scandal, don't you think it would hurt the program more to suspend the OC and the DC versus Harbaugh missing a few games?
I think it's a fair point, but the punishment does call for the head coach to be suspended. Somebody got some kind of information here from Connor Stallions. I mean, why else would he do what he was doing if he wasn't sharing in that, and then he got hired full-time? Why did he resign if he didn't do anything wrong? But I have to believe the offensive and defensive coordinators got some kind of information out of this. Otherwise, why would you do it where you go, yeah, I have people who videotape and I secretly decode and I stay in my room and it's fun, but I don't share this information with anybody. Obviously, he did. Obviously, somebody saw something in him to go, we're going to make you full time. But I think that he is getting people to scout for Michigan on the road when all he asks is, get in this position, I'm buying the seats. The guy makes $55,000 a year. Somebody else is probably paying for those seats and that person who would be videotaping this and then giving that to Connor Stallions. I'm just applying logic with this. And sometimes that's dangerous to do. People normally don't do that. I'm looking at this just logically. Why would this happen? How did this happen? Who knew when this happened? Why did you resign? Oh, you didn't want to be a distraction. Okay, I'm guessing that's an excuse here. Yeah, Paul.
If you go to Big Ten.org, they've got the entire blueprint of what's the correspondence between the Big Ten and Michigan over the past 2 weeks. You could read it. You could read the accusations. And Connor Stallions, we remember we're asking, how could he be on the sidelines of a Michigan game and at these places? He was, they say, he was hiring people. 4 games in 2021, 12 games in 2022, and every game this year, Connor Stallions bought a ticket. Mm-hmm. Now, like you said, who knows who paid for it? Then he transferred that ticket to another individual. That individual videotaped.
But then you're paying that person to videotape the entire game.
For sure. And it said it's Big Ten teams, non-Big Ten teams, and then Connor Stallions would get the information, do what he wanted to do with it, prep for the next weekend game for Michigan.
But that's what I want to know. What did you get, and who did you give it to, and how long have you been doing that? Maybe we'll get a little bit more this week. They can get a temporary restraining order. How about Jim Harbaugh and Judge Judy?
Yes.
Harbaugh and the Big Ten commissioner, Judge Judy. Let's take a break. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up here in a moment. Brett in West Virginia. Good morning, Brett. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. My best of the weekend is our Dan Patrick on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yep.
Still on the show.
Yeah, it aired on Friday night. I haven't seen it, Brett.
You did an awesome job.
Okay, because I worried. I even said to Guy Fieri, I said, I'm having fun, but I hope I don't come off as a jerk to him.
Does everyone get your sense of humor in this episode, Dan?
I don't think they do.
Oh, really?
But you know, Guy kept kind of pushing me to have fun and, you know, be even more over the top. But, yeah, I'm in Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Yes, Paulie.
What type of restaurant was it?
Greek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was in a Greek restaurant in Fairfield.
Oh.
Fairfield, I think. Okay. Fairfield, Stanford area.
Okay.
But it was great.
Did you bust some chops a little bit?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. And my wife once again reminded me, not everybody gets your sense of humor. And I go, I know, hon. I know. Hopefully Guy Fieri does. But, you know, maybe his audience is like, why is this guy poking, you know, fun at Guy? But Guy was encouraging me to do that. So I haven't seen the episode yet. All right. Todd, best and worst of the weekend.
Making his first start for the Fighting Illini, QB John Paddock completes 24 of 36 passes for 507 yards, 4 TDs against Indiana, 48-45 victory in overtime. Worst, giving it to Oklahoma State after an impressive bedlam victory over Oklahoma. They lay a huge egg in Central Florida. Final score, Knights 45, the Cowboys 3. What?
I'm watching that game, and I thought that they had screwed up the scoreboard. And then I go, oh, my God. How does that... Now, that's a letdown. I know it's a big game and you want to win the Battle of Bedlam, but damn, you're the fife and drum bugle corps against Central Florida. All right, Seton.
My best of the weekend, CJ Stroud again. Kid is balling.
He is balling out.
He is balling. Good for him. And it shouldn't always just be like, and look at Bryce Young. Like, they don't have to be linked all the time, but CJ Stroud is having a hell of a year.
Yeah.
My worst of the weekend is the Jaguars. That is just... unfortunate. Absolutely laid an egg. That when you want to be a big boy team, you got to show up in big boy games.
Our buddy Nick Wright kept, you know, saying, oh, the Jags, who's with me with the Jags? And I was like, nobody's with you with the Jags. No. I want them to be good.
No.
But they're not ready.
No.
For some reason, you go, what's wrong with you?
But they'll get there.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you give me both best and worst?
I did, yeah. Okay. And wasn't there a, like, just before this weekend, it was, hey, Super Bowl, we're looking Jags.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, right, I know.
Give
yeah.
you
Could this be a Super Bowl preview?
Or the field.
It comes back to the surest thing in the NFL is still Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. That's it. I mean, we throw up degree of difficulty, like Tyreek Hill gets traded, offensive line is bad, you got a bunch of young kids on the defense, Taylor Swift is now coming into the game, and, you know, with Travis Kelce.
They're starting to think that might be real, by the way.
It is real. Now, oh, you finally.
You know, I think it started as a bit. I think it's gotten real now, though.
It's love. It's love.
And you love love.
I do
love
love.
And you know what? I kind of loved seeing them kiss. It was a really sweet moment.
It was.
It was a really sweet, like, look at these two. Yeah.
I always think of these moments, and then I always fast forward to, how's the breakup going to happen?
Well, that doesn't sound like someone who loves love.
But I also have
to love breakups more.
Well, they lead to great songs. Mm. Now, if you said to Taylor Swift, you'll never, ever, ever, ever write another hit song, but you're going to be in love. Or, damn, you got a couple of good albums coming up here. You know, when this, when you two break up. I mean, nobody's, you know, Hollywood, that kind of atmosphere, it's hard to stay together. Yeah, Paul.
But they're at the right point in their lives. They're both over 30. They're not 22, right? I think they're both over 30.
Yeah, but people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I mean, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were old enough to know. Or maybe they weren't.
Yeah. No.
No.
What do you think they argue about? Who's better looking? Like, what's going on there?
I don't know.
It is pretty wild, though, that they can trade off days and be like, so tonight I'm working. You want to come see me play in front of 75,000 people? Sure. Okay, tonight I'm working. You want to come me see play in front of 25, 30, 75,000 people, whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though. They both have serious jobs, so they have to, like, support each other, but they can't be together 365.
But that's a good thing.
Yes.
It's pretty wild, man.
Yeah. But imagine you're Travis Kelce, and she's playing at this sold-out stadium in Argentina. Yeah. They're going crazy for her.
Crazy.
And that's your girlfriend up there singing.
Yeah.
Like, what a power trip that must be.
And then she mentions you, and,
yes,
and you immediately go like Macaulay Culkin, hands to the side of your face. Oh, my God, that's me. She did that. She did me.
She changed the lyrics.
And then he tried to be cool and play it off, but he was like, oh, my God, that was me.
First of all, he always wears something that you're going to notice him. You're going to find him. You're going to see him. There's nothing subdued about what he wears. It's like you're 6'5", and you're wearing something that everybody in the stadium knows that you're there. Yes, Eden.
I like that, too. They have all these, like, say, little video clips of them, I don't know, either before the concert, after the concert, or whatever, and they'll be, like, getting into her, like, SUV, and he'll open the door, and security is right there, and Travis will be like, thank you. And the comments are like, oh, my God, he thanked security. She has to keep him. She has to keep him. He thanked security. This one's a keeper.
Oh, he held the door for her.
He held the door for her, and he thanked security. He's a very nice person. This is clearly a good one.
But I give him credit because he embraced the chaos of what this is, where other boyfriends would be like, I don't want to go out and deal with this stuff. Kelce's like, let's go out. Let's be seen.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, let's ride.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's right. Final hour on the way. More best and worst of the weekend. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.